Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tyler Kennedy joins us now on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Tyler, would you sign up for that? Worst team in hockey, Gavin McKenna's here next October.
Yes, I would. He's a generational player. I agree with you. I'm not sure if he's on the McDavid Crosby level, but I definitely think he's just as good a Bedard, all those other number one picks. So getting a guy like that would continue a bright future for the next couple of years after this year. Again, I'm willing to suck it up for a little bit to get back into the playoffs with a guy that has a really long future with the Penguins.
TK, do you think him playing for Penn State and playing college hockey is going to serve him better than playing juniors would have?
I think so.
Like as far as developing for like the NHL, as far as becoming like a more ready-made pro, do you think college hockey would serve him better?
I don't know if it'd serve him better. The only thing I like about junior hockey, I always say it's more of a man's game because you can fight. You know, it's more of a grueling.
You can also get traded. It's also close to the NHL.
Like minor, it's more
right.
Like professional hockey.
But it's a more of a man's game. When I say that, you have to fight. You play every second day. There's a lot more games. It's more of an NHL schedule. You're treated more like an NHL player, you know, just, again, from being traded to being sat to be a healthy scratch, all that stuff. But for him, he's a different story. Everyone knows he's going first overall. I think he's not really worried about development. I think D1 now is so important and so good. But I think with him is he's resting his body. He's not on a bus going 12 hours to play one game and coming back. You know, everything's a lot easier. They play a lot more games. I just think on his career, it's a better move, and it's better for his longevity moving forward.
TK, I just watched his game winner for Penn State over Arizona State. It looked like a left-handed Ovechkin bombing away on the power play, man. Now I'm getting pumped. Now they need to just absolutely go right in the toilet and make sure this kid gets
Tyler,
here.
Give us something positive. Give us a bold, positive prediction. That could be on a Penguins player. That could be on the season in general. Give us a bold, positive prediction for the Penguins this season.
I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised by how the team plays as a whole. I think they've really needed a new voice in their new set of energy, new voice mainly. But I think they're going to play a different way. I think Muse has them playing more as a group. They know they're not the high flying. They don't have any ties to the old Penguins, like in 16, 17, where they can outscore you. I think this guy coming in, he knows they have to play a certain way. I think we're going to get a real good brand of hockey. And I think they're going to upset some teams. I think they're going to open some eyes in the conference.
Do you think either of the two teenagers, Pony thinks probably 9-game rule and they're both back in juniors, do you think either Brunick or Kindle can stick more than just those first handful of games up till about Halloween, TK?
Well, I think it's on them. I think they have to show that they can play an NHL level. They have the confidence, they have the strength, all that stuff to play in the NHL. And also, I think it really depends how the Penguins do. Like, if we're not over 50%, I don't know why you'd send them down. I think you keep them up and try to get them focused on next year. Give them opportunities, see what they have. I think they're their future. You got to get them going. You have to get them in the NHL routine. And just the more experience they get, the better future they'll have. And if it's being with Sidney Crosby for a year and just listening to him and watching him practice, I think that's a real good thing for those young guys. The biggest thing I ever thought, like when I went from Pittsburgh to anywhere else, is just the day-to-day practices, the day-to-day mentality of those top guys. When I went to other places, they didn't practice as hard. They didn't expect as much out of their practices. And pretty much it was just a different level. So to keep those guys around, I think they'd really benefit being up and seeing those old veteran guys still putting the work in and still doing it the right way.
TK, I'm going to name you a list of Penguins. You tell me, of this group of guys, which ones are not on the team post-trade deadline. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson, Brian Rust, Rickard Rakell.
Brian Rust, Rakell, and Malkin.
All gone.
I think so.
Wow.
Well, you know who's going to need a second center is Florida now that Barkov's hurt.
And from what I'm hearing, there's a lot of rumors speculating that Gino would want to go there. It's a good fit for him. They have a lot to give up and young talent that might not be able to crack the top six, that can probably crack the top six here. But again, saying all this, boys, it all depends how they do. I think, you know, we get the trade deadline. We're not in a playoff position. I don't think this is going to be like the year before where we're still trying to fight to get in. I think that whole McKenna situation, I think it's like a fire sale at the deadline and trying to move forward from there.
All right, last one. Will the Penguins make the playoffs this year, yes or no?
No.
No. All right, TK. Well, enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk again next week. You're the best. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.